Former PacWest women's and men's volleyball coach John Swanson has been appointed as the new Capilano Blues women's volleyball head coach, adding the title to his ever-growing coaching resume. "I am ecstatic for the opportunity to return to coaching volleyball at the collegiate level," said Swanson. Capilano University is widely known as one of the premier campuses and sports facilities in the province, and the opportunity to become a member of the sports community within the university is something I feel very honored to be a part of, he said. Swanson, who will assume direction of the team immediately, said he is excited to continue focusing on a culture that will strive for excellence on and off the volleyball court. Swanson's coaching history is a long one that began as an assistant coach with the volleyball program at the College of the Rockies in Cranbrook, BC, before moving on to head coach duties for both the women's and men's teams for the 2015-16 season. In 2016, Swanson guided the university's women's team to its first PacWest Provincial Gold Medal, alongside an appearance at the Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association, CCAA, National Championship at Holland College in Prince Edward Island. It was at the College of the Rockies where he remained until 2019, before shifting to take on both head and assistant coach roles with club and high school teams in Prince George and Osoyoos. With the latter, he led the girls' team to its first provincial title in 2021. CAPU Athletic Director Georgette Reed said the university is delighted Swanson has accepted the head coach gig. "This will be a big move for John and his family, but one I know he is excited to make as it allows him to be closer to his children and grandchildren," she said. Reed said it was Swanson's commitment to the sport and love for the role that ultimately led to him claiming the job. "John's energy and enthusiasm were obvious to us in the selection process, as is his commitment to academic excellence, and providing a nurturing, positive environment for his student-athletes," she said. "We look forward to John joining the Blues family and setting a path forward for women's volleyball." Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerrLazenby.